Facing questions about the growing number of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas back on the Hill testifying before lawmakers. It comes as the newest numbers from Border Patrol show more than 178,000 people tried to cross into the country illegally during the month of April. That's up 3% since March and the highest number in the U.S. in two decades. News Nation correspondent Joe Khalil is live in Washington, D.C. tonight with more on how the Biden administration is addressing the influx. Joe.
Yeah, Ruta Bay, and senators were eager to talk to Secretary Mayorkas today because we've all seen images, right, of migrants at the southern border, particularly children in those conditions. So the secretary said today that they're doing a much better job handling that group. However, we do know because of the data that came in that the migrant surge that's coming to the border itself is not getting better. In fact, it's actually getting worse.
We are dedicated to an orderly, safe, and humane immigration system.
Homeland Security Chief Alejandro Mayorkas today insisting to senators that things are getting better at the border.
I am privileged to speak with you today about the challenges we confronted, the actions we have taken to overcome those challenges, and the extraordinary results we have achieved thus far.
But the data tell a more nuanced story. While the number of children in poor conditions at border facilities has dramatically gone down, the number of migrants making the perilous journey to the U.S. border continues to rise.
Do you recognize this as an alarming crisis?
I look at immigration as a challenge that has been persistent for many years.
Of course, but we were running along here, and now we're seeing apprehensions at the border that have skyrocketed.
In April, Customs and Border Protection encountered and apprehended 173,000 migrants at the border, more than the previous month of 169,000, both setting all-time records. And the number of unaccompanied children is still near an all-time high, dipping only slightly from 18,700 in March to about 17,000 in April.
Comprehensive immigration reform, why is that important in this debate today?
I think we all agree the one thing that there is unanimity about is the fact that our current system is absolutely broken.
Secretary Mayorkas says fully fixing the border problem won't happen until Congress acts to overhaul the country's immigration laws. And in part, he blamed the Trump administration for what's happening now.
They dismantled the tools that we had to address it.
Republicans pushed back. Senator Rob Portman saying the former administration only dismantled facilities that house migrant kids because they made clear those kids would be turned back.
The kids weren't coming in. These are the facts. These are the charts, okay?
Now, one thing Secretary Mayorkas did want to make clear to the Senate is that according to U.S. law, migrants do have the right to come to the border and to apply for asylum. And he said the fact that now this administration is not turning away children just shows that the policy itself on immigration from this administration is humane. Rob.
All right, Joe. Thank you.